Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I do typo a lot. You guys know that, right?
Yes.
I can see sometimes, well, there's only one person that has access to my Instagram, 10 a.m. local time. It's Morgan, number one. I can always tell when I mess something up. Because I'll go, I didn't write that. But it's usually something correct, or it's a typo that's been fixed. Even in my texts, I don't even look at them. I just write and send. So sometimes it's just gibberish.
And then sometimes I have to read them like 4 times and I'm like, I still don't understand it. Is it me not understanding it or did he do a typo?
Probably no punctuation, probably typos. I literally don't look at it before I push send. I write it out and boom, push
Who
send.
Who does that? Who proofreads their texts?
I don't.
Yeah, I
you
don't
You guys
either.
Proofread your texts?
No.
I think so, yeah.
You do, probably.
Well, yours are really long, Amy.
That's true. Yeah, sure. Okay, dipping sauce draft results.
Come on.
In first place, Amy.
Really?
With ketchup, honey mustard, and salsa. 33%, a big number.
That's huge. Wow. Yeah.
In second place with 23%, Eddie.
Yeah, ranch.
Ranch, marinara, and teriyaki.
Mm.
Third place, lunchbox, barbecue sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce, and hummus. I'm surprised the hummus kept him in there.
That's pretty good lunch.
In fourth place, Morgan, Papa John's, Taco Bell hot sauce, sour cream. And for the first time ever, I finished last.
Wow. What'd you have?
Well, this is what I was told by some listeners. Everybody didn't have Whataburger, so I picked Whataburger based on what I knew, and then it's only in a certain select, and people are like, I don't care about Whataburger or anything.
Mm.
So that probably got me, but you know what? I stood by what I loved.
Yeah, you said you were staying true to yourself, I think.
I remember that, and if I go down, staying true to myself, I'm not happy I went down, but at least I'd be as being true.
You're a winner to yourself.
I'm still a loser to myself, but I'd rather be a loser to myself being true than be a loser to myself being not true.
There you go.
I lost with mustard.
Yeah, you're the only one that really loves mustard.
Queso and Whataburger spicy ketchup. So I'm out of the next one. Raymundo is in. But those are the dipping sauce draft results. And Amy, you are the big winner there.
What did I get?
Well, you get a point.
Oh, yay.
There you go. I don't know. That's pretty much it.
You get a high five.
Are we on? Are we on video?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we're on.
And I saw a lot of this happening. This is kind of inside baseball. Like in the weeds, but I think it's interesting. The first ever AI radio host at the airwaves in Oregon last week.
How was he?
And I made it as a girl. And I made a joke about
sexist.
Yeah, exactly.
I swear you said he. That's weird how I heard he in that.
I might have even said it. I don't think I did, but
AI. Maybe I was thinking like his name is AI. What's up?
AI. So the first AI radio host hit the airwaves in Oregon. Its name is AI Ashley. It's based on a real host named Ashley Elzinga. It's not really replacing her. She's getting paid the same. The station says she's just sharing hosting duties with it so she can, quote, multitask like never before. Here is the real Ashley making the announcement, quickly followed by the AI version saying the exact same thing.
Today, I go from just Ashley to AI Ashley. So let's see how close the AI sounds to me. Today, I go from just Ashley to AI Ashley. Let's see how close the AI sounds to me.
Pretty similar.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So I remember about a year ago, they came to me and said, hey, if you'll just sit in a room and record all these sounds, we can do all your commercials, AI. Anything you say. And I did not do it. And I guess I just didn't do it because I didn't want them to feel like they could just make me do any commercial.
Oh.
And if I'm on life support, they're doing weed commercials and whiskey.
Whatever they want.
Yeah, it's just all anarchy. But I didn't do it. And I don't hate it. And I'll read you some more of the story, then I'll kind of give you my thoughts on it. AI Ashley is, again, based on the real host. They're at KBFF Live 95.5 FM. Radio GPT went viral in March for a bot that can play songs, take calls, and read the news. They claimed it wouldn't be stealing people's jobs. And the good news is, for now, that's still the case. The bad news is it's being used to squeeze even more work, la, la, la. They're doing a hybrid situation where traditional Ashley will host some of the segments. Then AI Ashley, who sounds almost identical, will host others. When AI Ashley is on, the real Ashley will do things like community outreach, managed social media, work, blah, blah. Job isn't in jeopardy. The question is, blah, blah. That's from Entrepreneur. Again, I saw a lot of radio people talking about this. So here's the thing with technology. If you don't embrace it, you're going to get crushed by it. Period. It doesn't matter if it's this, if it's streaming music, the downloads, before that CDs, before that tape, before that records, before, you could just keep going. And it doesn't matter. The end, you can't fight technology. Electric cars, hybrids, gas, Fred Flintstone's feet. Right? We had all these things as we walked backward. If you fight it, you're going to lose. So you've got to figure out a way to embrace it. Now, just in our world, the bad guy has been voice tracking. Before AI, it was voice tracking. Where, and I did it when I was 19, 20, 21. It's kind of how I got my first, how I was noticed first, because I would be in Little Rock and I was voice tracking some of Austin at night. I'd never been to Austin. I was voice tracking some stations in Austin at night, meaning they'd send me the log and I'd just hit record and I'd be like, hey, everybody, Kiss FM. We're going to play this here, 50 Cent in the club. Appreciate you. Got my do next. But also, I could send to like 10 stations at once at night. And so I was doing all these night stations. Went to Austin, was doing that from Austin even bigger before I got an offer to go somewhere else and I ended up staying doing mornings, right? So forever, this industry has been like, no more voice tracking. It's cutting jobs. Before that, it was syndication, what we do now, but it's much more elevated than that now because obviously we're on, but now there's podcasts and digital, all that. Before that, it was syndication. But you can go from syndication to voice tracking to AI, and it's just the same. It's just going to keep going. So again, you can fight it and yell at it, or you can find a way to make it advantageous that it works for you. Now, will it replace some people? Probably, just like voice tracking did. But what's great is, and they're like, oh, she's doing other work though. But what if that's how you keep your job? Like, you're good enough to be on the air and they can do that. So you're good enough to have your AI. And then you're also able to go and do social media, maybe run a different radio station at the same time. What if that's how you keep your job, being able to do even more things? It's not just radio where people have to put on six hats. It's everywhere now. And if you can't do multiple things, then you're not going to really be allowed to do the one thing that you really care about. So I have no problem with it. And eventually, I say eventually, part of me has already been suggested to be replaced by AI. And I didn't hate it. I just thought, I don't want to give them that power. It wasn't like, oh, they're taking jobs. If you can, not just radio, it doesn't matter where you are, what business. We'll just use radio, but you can put this in sales. You can put this in whatever. Sorry, I've been sick, so it's hard to talk. If you can make more money for your company than they are paying you, you have some safety. Not always. You might touch somebody in a bad way and they have to cut you. You might say something racist, they have to cut you. But for the most part, if your value is more than they're paying you or there is a fair, then you're fine. And I tell people in radio all the time, if you just think you're going to be a DJ and keep a job, they got computers that can do that. Think about factory, like think about assembly lines. Mm-hmm. You don't think people were pissed when old Ford came in with the old, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the old, all these jobs are gone. It's always going to happen. It's always happened and it's going to keep happening in every way possible. It's up to you to figure out how to use it in the best way possible because you can't stop it. And if you're whining about it, that's just wasted energy. One, It ain't going to help you. And two, people don't want to hear you whine. I'm not just talking about radio. I'm talking about in general. Now, it is the Wild West, and some rules will have to be made.
Right. In radio, like, can I own my voice? Like, I...
Well, so what's going to happen is, my opinion, it's not just voices. It's going to be AI and even visual. The new Netflix, Joan is Awful, deals with this as well a little bit, where they'll be able to... And they did it with John Goodman in The Righteous Gemstones. They AI'd him a little bit to look younger because they did a scene back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Princess Leia too, Star Wars.
So what it is, for the most part, what I think is going to happen is you'll have license to your image. Much like you can license your image out to sell it to a mustard company. I love mustard. You guys don't, apparently. Buy my butt. You didn't vote for me. But let's say I'm like, you know what? I will take that offer to be a spokesperson for a mustard company. You can put a picture of me on your mustard bottle. I got a license. They got to pay me for that image. Mm-hmm. My belief is the same thing is going to happen with voices, visuals.
Yeah.
They'll be able to make us moving too eventually. You know, like the deep fake, but even better.
Oh, so scary.
So this station's getting a lot of crap for doing this. Why? It's going to happen with or without you. You can figure a way to use it for you and get on board, or you can just cry like everybody else and have to find a new line of work where they're probably going to find AI for that too, whatever that is. Would it just be the best if everybody had a job and you know, everybody's local? Yeah, of course. That would be the best. But that's not happening. So you can spend your effort whining about how it used to be and how it should be, or you can take your effort and try to figure it out, how you can actually use it to your advantage. Very much soapbox, very much in the weeds, but that's the deal. Any thoughts on that?
They have AI mom yet?
They do. It's called a nanny, and it's real life.
No. I mean, because I'm thinking of times where you're like, shoot, I know I read this in the book, how my response is supposed to be this, and it'll be really impactful.
I'm sure you could talk to it.
Like, I just need to be, hit it up. Because it's like, sometimes I run to my room and I pull up a book, I read it, or I pull up like something, a podcast or something where I heard, and I listen to exactly what to do from parenting experts. And then I leave my room and I go back and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to talk now.
What you could do too is what I think is going to happen, where just me guessing, but Apple's putting out their Apple goggles, glasses, VR.
That expensive one?
It'll be $3,500 at first. But remember, a VCR was $10,000 at first too.
The first VCR?
Oh, it was very expensive. Yeah, because there weren't a lot of people that had them.
Oh, 10 grand for a VCR. That's
crazy. I may have been exaggerating that. I'm sure Mike can find me the actual price. But think about it. And movies used to be like $100.
Oh.
Even in the 80s. Because you're buying a movie. The more they're out, the more they fix it, the cheaper it'll be. Just like anything else. They were like $2,000. It's max. So 10. But my point was, they were very expensive. Hold on. Oh, come on, baby. I've been drinking much water because
bourbon?
Yeah, I've been drinking because my voice is just... dog spit. So it's not coming. So they'll code it. But my point is, Amy, AI mom, what this leads me to is we'll not have to go to work for the most part in the very, very far future.
That's awesome.
If you don't
like
want
2 years?
I don't know the years.
Oh, man.
But you'll be able to put these goggles on. And let's say we all had the capability to sound exactly the same that we sound now, right? With our microphones in the same room. Technology allows it pretty good now. Sometimes I'll work from the house. Sometimes I'll be on the road. But imagine we all could still sound great, but we all put the goggles on and we were sitting in the same room with each other, all of our avatars. But we look exactly the same, just slightly cartoon. But everything's exactly the same. Why would you waste time and money getting there, buying gas, the 20 minutes on the road, when you could put your goggles on and be right here in the office with the microphones and do the exact same thing?
I'm all about that.
You wouldn't.
Oh, man. So I could retire to my island, but still work.
But you'd have to pay for that island with some retirement that you don't have. Mm-hmm. That's the
issue. But if we're still working, I could still be living there.
So you're going to get a mortgage on an island.
Yeah.
Different than retiring on an island.
But then that's working towards my retirement.
Mm-hmm. I like where you're going. I don't really see it happening like that for you because you did a down payment on an island.
Well, I'd sell my car.
How much do you think the car would get right now, honestly? $500?
Well, I think celebrity, like...
You'd sign it?
Yeah. So I could get a little bit more. Like, we could do an auction.
Yeah.
Someone buy it for $1,000.
Okay. Not really a down payment for an island. But my point is, virtual mom, where I'm getting to, put your goggles on, or they're on their goggles, and you come in there, you know, let's say your son, Stevenson, is playing a game, virtual mom. It could be you, it could be virtual version of you, walks in and says, hey, this is what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I think that's there. Looks
or,
like you.
Or when they're in trouble, Amy, you're like, put your helmet on. I got to talk to you.
Helmet.
And then AI, Amy takes over.
Or put your, we'll say helmet then. I like that.
Yeah.
Put your helmet on. It's time for punishment from AI mom.
There you go.
And then AI mom shows up.
So then they're not mad at you.
They're not mad at you, yeah.
It's hard to predict what hasn't happened yet because.
What if they bond with AI mom more?
They love AI mom more than
you. Think of technology. In the past 100 years, it has moved so much faster than the past 40,000 years. Like we're looking at, and if it continues to go at that rate, eventually we're going to kill the world.
Crazy.
We're going to it's really going to be a dead world, but we'll be long gone. So who cares?
What's been your favorite? Internet?
About what?
Technology.
Yeah.
Internet.
The phone's awesome.
Phone.
Like the phone that has music, be able to connect.
Cool.
I have trouble in my real, I'm an awkward person. I have social, I won't say anxiety, but my, I guess my social anxiety is I don't want to bother people and I feel like I'm always out of place. I found a microphone in order to be able to almost put on a superhero cape and disguise. And although it is really me, I would never just show up in a room and be like, here's all my opinions, everybody. That's just not who I am. It's the real version of me, but it's here where I do this and that's how I feel good. And your question was, what was your question?
What's your favorite technology so far?
I have trouble connecting with people in real life. And although it's not real life, the phone, the text, the DM, the internet allows me to have an introductory part of that, which makes it a lot easier in real life. Mm. So I would say that.
When we're in the goggles coming to work.
You know, I don't know the answers to this. I'm just giving you my ideas because I don't want people like, oh, you know, I don't know, but I will let you know what I think. Go ahead.
I know. I'm just like, well, do we get to pick out our outfit?
Sure, it's your avatar. You can be the same thing every day, or you can change it.
Do you have to pay for it in the
skins? I don't know if you have to buy skins. There'll probably be some skins.
Metaverse.
There'll probably be some that are free, and there'll probably be some that you can earn.
It's like video games.
And there'll probably be some that you get to, like your paid work, your paid money from work, and you could take part of it and buy a shirt.
Okay.
That's why, depending on who you talk to, some people are buying like the property in the metaverse.
Metaverse, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're a bit away from that. I'm anxious to see what Apple does. Because what Apple does, we follow, at least so far in the past 25 years. So these goggles are going to be very interesting. The introductory part of this was the VR that we had. We played golf and
Oculus.
Mm-hmm, and you go talk to people in other countries and go to this room and hang out and chill. And
I only visited jail.
But you could do that. Lots of learning. Yeah. And we only look at it as, oh, this is crazy. It's psychotic. I mean, you can have sex on those things.
Oh.
Really?
I mean, I didn't. I don't want to. I always feel like I'm getting viruses, if that's the case.
That's probably the safest.
I'm telling
though.
You, not a big porn guy anyway. I haven't looked at porn in 10 years because I don't want to get a virus. I don't even think about if I even want to look at porn because I don't want to get a virus. It ain't worth it to me. So, but yeah, you can. You can get little things and
See
it and do it and do the thing while you're doing the thing. So it's all going to be there. That's what's going to happen. We there's a version of that we're already doing when we work and let's say I'm on FaceTime and I'm in a different country like
Zooming.
I was for a month, right? Like that's not really me, but that's me on a camera and going bloop, zoop. Bizarre though. It's cool and it's scary. And if you don't embrace it, it will run you over.
But
and you'll be old man yelling at the clouds. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what you do about, because they say like human interaction is so important.
I believe it's overrated. Hey, what's that trophy you have in there, Scuba Steve? Is that an NBA trophy?
Trophy?
What the heck is that? It looks like the NBA.
Oh, it's a globe.
It's a globe.
Oh, do you guys see where I think it looks like a...
Yeah.
Got it. Hey, what was your question?
Oh, just human interaction and like, you know, at least they say that it's important for us to have that.
Yeah, I'm sure we have to prioritize it more than
But it's like if you think you're mentally, if you think you've just been in a room with all your friends... And like we're all talking, then does your brain get that same?
Probably not exactly. Like it's like hugging, but it's also probably like nutrients. Like we eat a lot of processed food, and our body needs. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, but I'm just saying, if you see yourself hug in the, if we hug in the goggles, mm-hmm. our brain
probably
doesn't,
not.
Okay.
Probably not the same. Probably a little bit.
No, it's that visualization stuff. Like it's like.
Okay, can we stop this from taking over?
Yeah, go ahead and hit stop.
No. I mean, like. Can we as a society be like, hey, we're not, like, we say we all don't want to do this VR stuff, right? Like, say 90% of the world says no, but all the rich business owners are like, no, this is going to save us billions of dollars. Like, this is what we're going to do. How can we stop that? Like, if the majority says, ah, we don't want to do it, you can kind of stop technology from taking over, right? But we all have to be on it.
My answer would be that if you have major corporations saying we're going to do it, you're always going to have people that want to have a great job working for a major corporation to provide for their families.
Correct.
Efficiency, effectiveness.
Which is how they get us.
Well, but also, Eddie, you're acting like this is all bad thing. This is all a bad thing. Whenever it's been done to us for 100 years and some of the things that's been done to us, you enjoy being on the cell phone. Yeah. Oh, look at all the ray, all the lasers in the air, how all the chemical. But you're on your, you had to take a digital detox, which you didn't really do.
There's definitely, advantages.
Technology allows us to connect like never before.
Correct.
Medicine.
But that's where we are because we've accepted that. Though we could have
communicated. Right, so you just want to die at 22 like old caveman? And how do we push back against all technology?
But where do we stop, though?
Until
we kill ourselves.
There's almost like a top tier group of smart people we trust that don't always make the right decisions.
That's us right now.
But they do it. It's definitely not us. Oh. No, we listen to the smart tier that make those decisions and allow things to get to us.
But we want them to make the decisions for us.
But they're educated in their fields. Again, they're not the ones that are always right. But they are the ones that have studied and would know the most. You can look at medicine and you can see all the mistakes that they've made. Heck, when the X-ray was invented, the dude's wife died who invented the X-ray because she kept having it done on her. He didn't know what to do. He killed her.
That's messed up.
Seriously?
Yeah, I believe so. Mike, you may want to Google that whole story.
I mean, that's sort of like the guy that invented the Segway, died on
his
the Segway.
Died?
He flipped over the Segway and fell down a cliff, I believe.
I have the bits up, Mike. I don't know if it's the same screen or not. It could be. But I'll have ups the bits.
What am I Googling?
The X-ray guy, I think he killed his wife. Not on purpose, but they had to test the X-ray, and he figured it out, and he did it. But imagine if there were some mistakes made, but for there to be correct things that we all now use every day to make sure that we're healthy and live longer. But we have to trust people that have been educated in their fields supremely to make the right decisions. It's like the FDA, the FAA, it's airplanes, it's all of these, and they do mess up, and there are wrong things that happen. But we have to trust they make the right decision most of the time.
Yeah.
Or we replace them, but we never know. And is it the Illuminati? I don't talk about Illuminati.
That's crazy, dude.
A group of top AI researchers, engineers, and CEOs have issued a new warning about
this happened about 6 months ago.
Oh, it says May 30th. Well, I don't know. Maybe they just talked about it. But yeah, the 22 word, they shortened it like a statement, like saying basically AI should be a global priority.
But it's not. And here's why. And I listened to a couple podcasts on it. So what's happened is they've said, hey, it's going too fast. It's going to get out of control. And we're going to really screw up. The problem is no one's really going to stop. We can say we're stopping, but if we stop, imagine the AI war planes that Russia or China or whomever our adversaries are in 20 years and 40 years and what they're going to have if we stop, because everybody's not going to stop. So everybody's going
to
keep going.
It just feels weird to just keep going because everyone's moving, even though we know it's probably not good for us.
Same conversation was had about the internet, though.
Yeah.
Because it was scary and it was unknown.
The dark web.
And there was a lot of bad stuff to it. But the internet has also made the world, I feel, generally a better place, 65-35.
For business.
No, for connection.
Even people, yeah.
For social media. There are bad parts to it, but without social media, I don't know that, because my wife and I met in person through a friend, but how do you think I would message her at first? I didn't know her number.
Well,
it was on
weird.
Instagram.
It's crazy. You could have gotten it.
But
I didn't. And I wasn't, the thought wasn't even, hey, I want to get her number, but I'm
because
too
you depend
to do
on
so.
The internet.
No. It wasn't even that because we didn't talk forever after I met her. We talked for months. And so I was going back out there and I was like, let me see if I can find her. Found her on social media, messaged her, said, I'm coming back out to LA to do this thing. Are you going to? And that was it. But there's a lot of great, the social media that comes from it, but there's also a lot of bad, but I do feel like it's more valuable than not.
Even before all the ways to connect with the internet, like I remember my brother saying he always felt kind of like a loner in high school. Like he was very different and he's very like really good at computers and very smart. And he just didn't feel like he related to a lot of people or that anybody thought like him. And then he's like, when the internet came around and I was able to chat with people, I was like, oh, he's like, there's other people in the world that are like me. He's like, and I felt less alone.
Yeah, I wonder how these people find each other. Like Furbies, like before the internet, how do they
not
find
Furbies, it? Furries. Furbies are the things you buy at the store. Furries are people who have sex and animal costumes.
Okay, yeah. Like how before the internet did they find each other? And like it's just so interesting to me.
Magazines. But again, the phone was the internet before the internet was the internet. You could just call people and talk. Okay, the guy who invented the X-ray did kill his wife. His name, the discovery of the technology was created by scientist Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen with X-ray machines. He worked in Germany 1895 and by testing it on his wife, because that was his person, she ended up dying from it.
That's crazy, man.
But again, he wasn't doing it to kill her.
Of course not.
He was doing it, and she wasn't doing it thinking it was going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
He discovered X-rays in 1895 accidentally while testing whether cathode rays could pass through glass. His cathode tube was discovered in heavy black paper, so he was surprised when an incandescent green light nevertheless escaped and projected onto a nearby screen. Through experimentation, he found that the mysterious light would pass through most substances but leave shadows of solid objects. Because he did not know what the rays were, he called them X, meaning unknown, which we just assigned to it. So it's an X-ray.
That's
he
cool.
Then found out that X-rays would pass through human tissue, rendering the bones and tissue beneath visible. News of his discovery spread worldwide, and within a year, doctors in Europe and the United States were issuing X-rays to locate gunshots, bone fractures, kidney stones, swallowed objects. And that's pretty... I didn't know that the X thing was that... Like, they didn't have a name for it. He didn't know what it was.
I feel like it should be named after the wife because she sacrificed her life for us.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm trying to find more about that.
Maybe her name was Ray.
Oh, that's a good call.
Hilarious.
Probably not.
Okay, here we go. Wife Anna Bertha Ludwig was the first person to experience X-ray on her body on December 22nd, 1895. Scientific literature does not usually pay much attention to her, who offered her left hand to make the X-ray in which one can see the metacarpals and bones on the hand, including a ring. She was born and she died after 47 years of marriage. Let me know if you see the part about the way he put in his house. Anna had great affection for her husband and that he needed space, but pregnant. I might have made this part up, but I don't think I did. I usually don't make that stuff up. She had delicate health and suffered from nephritic cramps. She died almost radiation. Radiation got her. It's radiation. So even if it wasn't just the X-ray, obviously when they walk out of the room, it's not because that one X-ray is going to affect them, but it's over and over again. And that's what she got. And she ended up dying from radiation.
I mean, when you get one, you have to put on like a...
She did live. She did live a long-ish life. But when she died, and then he died too of bowel cancer, which they think was because of the radiation as well.
So what was her name?
Her name was...
Big Bertha.
Anna Bertha Ludwig. Okay. There should be more Berthas. I like
Bertha.
I used to think that Bertha's name was hilarious. And the driver, Big Bertha, would come out.
Calloway.
But Bertha, you know, Bertie's pretty cool.
Bertha.
I feel like doctors need to start saying, hey, we need to go get you need to get an Anna Bertha done.
Well, she didn't create the
ray.
Yeah, but it's in honor.
You need to go and do the Bertha, which is sit in there and have it done to you. Get in the Bertha chair. I think that would be it more than having
the Bertha chair.
Yeah.
Do the Bertha.
Okay. Enough about that. There's a couple more things. A lawyer who specialized in helping big lottery winners protect their money was just sentenced to 13 years in prison for fraud. He stole $100 million of his client's winnings and lost more than $40 million in a Ponzi scheme.
I mean, wonder why I can't trust people.
See, gosh.
A woman who woke up in a coffin at a wake. She woke up breathing. They were like, oh, God. But then she died again.
Oh. What a roller coaster ride.
Exactly.
Man, gosh.
A naval museum in California had to be evacuated last Wednesday after someone accidentally donated a live grenade. I like to turn this in for donation. Okay, what is... lady! Golly. No injuries were reported. Oh, my God. That's crazy. A Tampa woman left her mansion and her inheritance to seven cats.
Why do people waste their wealth?
So are the cats just going to live there?
Mm-hmm. And someone's going to take care of them, feed them, live a great life until they die.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. 4,000-foot home in South Tampa. The house is worth about $3 million. It's substantial enough to cover the cats, food, and medical and grooming bills forever. They're young. They're only 5 years old.
Wow. Wow. They could live another 15, 20 years.
Person spends $40,000 to put into their bank account by mistake and is now in trouble. How do you spend $40,000? Person spends $40,000 put into their bank account by mistake. Oh, got it. They spent, there's no comma. Mm-hmm. That's what got me. You check your bank balance, $40,000. What do?
Spend it.
No, that's not
withdraw
true.
Withdraw it.
Not if it's not yours.
And figure then out why it's there.
Ask for the money. What do you tell them, Lunchbox?
Money gone. Sorry.
Time for prison. Sorry.
Or no. Hey, what you do? You withdraw it and then close your bank account, move to another bank. Can't get
change
you.
Change your name, change your identity, move to another country, leave your family. Hey, money gone. Sorry.
You move banks, they can't get you.
That's not true.
You're going to give up your life.
They know who did it.
Yeah. I know.
Yes, they do. Okay, the person who was supposed to get their money, they didn't get it, and the bank went to go and say, like, oh, where is it? And they found that the account they'd actually put it in only had $5,000 left in it. Police say it's a civil matter, but the account was $35,000 overdrawn the bank, and so it's all on. Like, you can't take that. You can't do that. They'll lose. 6-foot python in a bathroom.
Ah!
What? What's wrong?
Guy spots it while on the toilet.
Oh! Stop.
He looked up from sitting on the toilet and saw a 6-foot-long, 22-pound snake slithering above in the shower. Probably came out of the toilet.
Oh, my God.
It was on a curtain rod.
That's one of my, that's definitely my new.
That's a fear.
Fear.
That's his long fear. His
No. I'm talking about specifically in the toilet.
That's, his is everywhere.
Anywhere. But can you imagine just sitting down to take a dump? Mm-mm.
And then what, though?
That's why you can never do it in the dark.
And then bite.
Oh, it bites you like your testicles?
Well, sure. Or the
but
butt.
But I mean, I think you would look in the toilet, though, before you sit down.
No.
But what if it's
the
in the tube and it just comes out of the pipe?
I hear you.
Yeesh.
Man, that makes me want to get in and get out, but I don't. I stay in.
Yeah.
For a long time.
How long?
30, 35 minutes.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad, 40 minutes.
Okay, let me see if I have anything else I want to do, because I have an interview I have to do it in like 2 hours, and I'm already losing my voice.
Want me to do it for you?
Yes. There's a new Bobby cast up today with Morgan Evans. First time we've really talked to Morgan. Anybody? Long form?
Wow, that's cool.
Since he's been on the show since the divorce, but like sitting down, he hasn't done... He's done like some tour press, but it's like quick phone stuff. But we sat for an hour and talked about all the stuff you think we talk about. I'm good friends with Morgan, so it's awesome and hard. He went through it. I mean, he went through it in a bad, bad way. And so, and I just felt, so I felt so bad for him. You know Morgan from Kiss Somebody.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
And this is Over For You.
So,
if you remember correctly, I just saw somebody posted on TikTok and played like the raw version of somebody's phone. And so he talked about how he felt the first time. First of all, just after he performed that song, because it was kind of a last minute deal for him to figure out.
It was such a real human moment for me on stage. And I think as someone that's kind of always kind of been more private, that moment felt like a freeing kind of moment. And I didn't realize it at the time until maybe after the show that like there was a weight lifted off my shoulders, because I was like, oh, cool. I just was able to say that, do that. It was an amazing show too. It was an amazing feeling. The crowd was insane. And went to bed going, cool, I think we did the biggest show of my career and I feel really happy about it.
And then the song goes viral. And my deal was, I felt bad. I never said this to him, because in reality, I know it wasn't me, because my ego's into play here. But I think had I not taken that song and started slamming it on the radio and not gotten a copy of it from their board in the concert, because that wasn't, I just got it. And started playing it, I just don't think it would have, possibly it wouldn't have been as big of an issue. And so I never asked him this in person, and we hang out. We were together last week. But I asked him, hey, are you mad at me for playing that on the radio? You know, here.
As rough of a time that was, and as hard of a time that that song came out of, the way that I've related to people and connected with people through that song in the last 6-7 months has been an extremely positive experience. And I noticed as soon as that happened, when you guys played the song and people started to find out about it, I think my first reaction was, God, I wish I played that in the right key.
We talk about it. You can go listen to it. We talk about a lot of stuff that I won't play clips of here, but he is a good dude. He's an A-plus dude for sure. And Morgan Evans on this week's BobbyCast. Go search for the BobbyCast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And that is it. Again, tickets to my comedically inspirational show go on sale Friday. I did put a link up to the B-Team sign-up list, which I don't really send much out a few times a year. I don't sell your information. Usually I only send like ticket links or things that we're doing. And I just want to say I don't sell your information. So it's up on Twitter page at Mr. Bobby Bones. If you want to know the pre-sale link, it'll come out tomorrow, and I'll send it in an email to everybody who is on the list. So other than that, I think we're good. Anything else? Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Amy, sorry about your voice.
I mean, thank you. I'm sorry about your cough.
That's okay.
I mean, I have the cough too, but your voice.
I was thinking about throwing a festival in Inhaler Palooza. It'd be so fun.
Oh, man.
See if you can hear me take this hit.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you supposed to stick it in your mouth?
Mm-mm.
I don't have an inhaler, but I always thought I see.
Here, man.
You do. Different inhalers do different things.
What do you have an inhaler for?
This doctor told me that this, asthma. Or my doctor, said that this medicine here, if you put it in your mouth, because it is, there's like medicine in it, like I don't know what the medicine is, but it gets stuck on the roof of your mouth. It doesn't go into your throat if you put it in your mouth. Or if you breathe it in, it actually, you breathe it into your
interesting.
Hole.
And that's because why I didn't your go mouth to is wet.
Eddie, I don't know, bro.
Your
hey, one last thing real quick. That. Ray, you saw an advertisement on Twitter and you want to know if it's fake or not. Was that the airplane thing?
Yeah. So it said that you can get a private jet for $14,500. And so I wanted to know from you.
But what do you mean?
Well, you have country music stars. You know they fly private jets. I mean, you've probably flown some private jets.
I appreciate you protecting me here. Yes, I do fly private a lot. Go ahead.
Is that an accurate price, or was that fake news?
I don't understand what the deal said.
Like, you can buy the whole plane?
No. So you, me, and like some of our boys, could we fly to Vegas for $14,000?
No. 0%.
Really?
Not from here to Vegas. Especially if there's a difference in a jet and like a, we'll call it a prop plane.
King Air, maybe.
Yeah, like a King that has the propellers, which some of them are really nice. And, I mean, I'll just be honest with you guys. I used to use Luke Bryan's a lot. And so that's what he had. And so I would go fly to shows around. And they're actually cool, too. But a jet is a whole different monster. They go faster. They don't have the propellers on them. And if you wanted to go to Vegas on a jet, it's probably going to be like 3.5 hour flight. It's probably going to cost you about, depending on the jet, we'll just say a small jet, $7,500 an hour. So,
Dang, Ray, cancel our weekend plans.
You're probably looking at 20 to Vegas.
All right.
But then if we make that money back in Vegas.
I mean, you could do six and then fly there and back. You'd probably fly there and back. There and back. $33,000 or $34,000.
God, yeah. I need to get to that level.
What's the ad for? A one-way trip or both? Like
one-way flights as low as $14,500. I'm looking at the ad. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you could fly from here to Knoxville.
Yeah.
And you could pay $5,000.
That's it?
That's a lot of money to fly
from here to Knoxville. But if people see you flying in.
And you put 20 buddies on it?
Exactly. You can't put 20 buddies on it. You can put.
It doesn't fit 20 people.
You, on a jet, 7, 8, possibly 9 if you want to put one on the bathroom seat.
Did you guys sit in the bathroom the whole time?
You can get up while it's up, but it's almost like a boat where there's got to be life jackets.
Yeah.
For the amount of people on there, there has to be seatbelt and seats. Now, these planes that are on Succession, Matt, I ain't ever been on one of those. Where they have room for, I take that back. Disney flew me on one from a couple times, especially from after I won the show over to Good Morning America.
Big one?
Real big, but still not that big. But it had different sections with couches, and it probably fit 13, and it was big.
Wow, because I'm saying if it's 5,000 and we get 9 people, it's only 555 each.
But you're going to Knoxville, bro.
Yeah, that's just right. Like, but
and then you got to get, but then the plane's got to get back.
Right, but if you're taking it, I mean.
But you're not going to leave the plane. You can't leave the plane there. The plane's got to get back to its home. So you got to pay probably not the exact same amount, but you got to pay for it to get back as well, even if you're not on it.
What? So you can't just one way it and then get your own route home?
But what's the plane going
to
do?
How are you responsible for the plane getting it back to its destination?
When I fly to Atlanta on Southwest, it didn't make me pay
for
the plane to get
back. But they already have planes coming back.
Just saying.
Which is probably how this company is able to do it for that cheap. Maybe they book someone coming from Knoxville to Nashville or Knoxville to somewhere else, so they kind of book it that way.
And I've also seen where you're like,
it just depends. I'm sure there are a lot of parts on this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have to get the plane back.
But
and
if you
no
charter
on
a
it.
Plane, Ray, if you call, and here's how the chartering system works. Let's say Eddie has a jet.
Yes, I do.
And he doesn't, but let's say he does.
I like this game.
And Eddie uses the jet.
I go fishing.
Quite frequently.
I wish
but he knows he's not going to use it this whole week. He will then, the company that usually takes care of his jet and uses it, they will go, hey, it's allowed to be rented because you want to keep it up in the air, keep it moving. And so I can go and charter Eddie's jet. I got to pay for gas, got to pay the pilots, got to pay the fee for the jet.
It's there for you guys, though.
So you take it, and let's say I take Eddie's jet and I fly Eddie's jet to, let's go to Iowa. Now, I can't just leave Eddie's jet because somebody's got to pay for it to get back. So either I take it there and then come back with it, or if I'm just going to stay in Iowa, I got to pay a slightly lesser fee usually to get the jet back to its home, which is Eddie's hangar.
But what if you're going to stay there in Iowa for 3 days? Will the jet stay there and wait for you?
It will, but you got to pay the pilots each day that they stay. And as long as you clear it. $1,000 a day usually.
Excuse me?
If you have two.
You get paid $1,000 a day to sit and do nothing?
Well, yeah.
Hold on.
I'll do that.
It's the jet. Well, you got to go be a pilot. It's the jet. It's the pilots on call the whole time in case you want to go home. It's... You got to pay their rate anyway.
They're away from their family. Like, was Ben ever your pilot?
Yes. We almost crashed one time, except it was awesome, but he saved us. And we probably didn't almost crash because I just felt it was awesome. Eddie and I were flying to, I never actually talked about this so openly, but Eddie and I were, because I always felt so douchey. And if you ever see people post pictures in private plane, you know they don't fly in private planes that often. I really only do it for work. And you'll never see me post a picture. I literally don't think I've ever posted a picture from a private plane in my history of my life because I don't think people need to know because I don't need to like brag. Especially when people like go and purposely stand in front of one, I'm always like, that's cringe. But I get it. Unless it's first time, it's cool. Anyway, moving off that. Eddie and I were flying down to the Gulf Coast to do a show at a casino in Mississippi. And your reverse husband was flying us.
Ben.
He's the pilot I trust more than anybody. Like, let's go. Let's do some dog fighting while we're up there. Like, that's how much I trust him. So we were up and we hit some turbulence. It was the hardest turbulence I think I've ever hit.
Was he a fighter pilot, Amy?
No.
What kind of pilot was he?
You should not say anything else.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Well, he's a very skilled pilot.
Well, I felt like I was in the war.
Yeah. We hit some turbulence and the whole plane. You know how you get jumped on a trampoline? Somebody jumps and it bounces you higher.
Yeah, like
you
crack the egg.
Or they do the opposite where they like try to reverse jump you or whatever it's called. It's like, and it like.
Yeah.
It felt like we had been jumped. But boom. And the plane hit some crazy turbulence. And I wasn't even that scared because I knew he was up there flying and he looked back and he goes, thumbs up.
Oh, he's having a blast.
And I was like, we're good, baby. Let's go. So
I forgot that. I couldn't remember because I didn't know if you ever flew with him because he was flying Luke's and I didn't know if you ever got him.
Actually a bunch of times.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I would ask for him. Oh, and if he could, we would. And sometimes we can race up there. People get up beside him and go, rum, rum, and he didn't take that crap lightly, so we'd race him in the air.
Yeah.
That actually never happened anyway for anybody listening. That never happened.
You didn't rev it?
No, you can't. And I'd always, we went to watch Arkansas in the College World Series once and Ben just went with us as a friend. It was me, I forget who else. It was Ben, it was Clay Travis, it was somebody. I was like, let's go. Ray, did you go on that trip with us?
Yep.
Okay, but I would always ask Ben like the questions about airplanes. Are we going to crash? Explain turbulence to me scientifically, but how I can understand it. Talk to me about how you're feeling. And I'm still scared to death of flying, but he makes you feel pretty good about it because he knows everything and would study. He even studied the route, I guess, in case he had to like take over or something. I don't know. He's like, well, if I have to, I can go up there and we're fine. And I'm like, well, how about you don't have to? Just go.
He wasn't flying that day, but he still studied the route?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not surprised.
Make you miss him?
Oh boy.
No, but I mean, that's what he was very. Yeah, I used to always think that way too. I mean, even when he was in the Air Force, like he was studying all the time, same plane. Like all the different, he'd be going through different scenarios and buttons. And I'm like, you fly this plane all the time. You're good. And he was like, no. In an emergency situation, you never know what can happen.
And every situation's different. Weather different. Can hit you. Patterns. He talked about that, having to go around stuff. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ray, I would say you could probably, but it's not as simple as that.
Right.
Is to answer your question.
And it sounds like you got to have a membership.
Definitely a thing, too.
Yeah.
So you can do it, Ray?
Well, I was thinking for the birthday, but it's more than that article said.
You could charter a plane. Where do you want to go for your birthday?
Well, I mean, I was just randomly saying you can get a plane for $14,000. I got to get my buddies together, and we got to do this.
It kind of depends how far you're going to.
And Billy would probably do the lion's share. I could definitely pull it off.
$14,000, you'd probably go less than 3 hours away.
Chicago,
go to Florida. Go to, like, Orlando.
Billy would drop a K, not even think twice. So.
A K, though? What's that going to spend? What's that going to get
you? Well, I mean, this is what I'm saying. I just need about 10 other buddies that could all do
that.
You
can't fit 10 on a plane.
Oh. Not even the bigger ones?
That's going to cost you way more than
$14,000.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Billy's got to fork out a little more.
It's stupid. Flying private's stupid. And it's not worth it unless you got it. I only started doing it because we had to get places and back for work. And it's also a business expense a lot of times.
Oh, business expense, you said. Let me write that down.
You,
All right.
You say?
I didn't.
But do you know how business expenses work?
Yeah, you write them off.
But do you know what that means?
Yeah, you
if
charge
I talk
it back.
About it on the
no,
air.
No, that's not business. Charging it back. Charging it back would be just if you're expensing the company. If you're like going to write it off, that's different.
Okay.
As an expense, you can write it off, but not expense the company.
Okay. Well,
writing it off, you don't get all your money back.
But a
you actually don't
expense,
get any back.
You get your money back.
You can't expense the company.
You should
for a
listen
plane.
Lunch instead of talk.
You cannot expense your company, the company for a plane. Unless they say to you directly, we have to have you get to this place, get the plane, charter it, and expense us back.
Well, they do have me get places.
Right. And it's great because they probably send you on Southwest like they do me.
Yeah, sometimes I get on Spirit.
But you picked that.
I did.
Usually when we go with the company, we fly Southwest, and that's fine.
Yeah. So wait. So what do you mean it's a business expense? Tell me more.
You could write it off if it's a business expense. Now, you can't really write off anything from the radio show because you're not an – but you're not really – you. I know you might, but you're not supposed to because we're not independent contractors.
You're not.
So, you don't think so?
You can expense things back to the company, but you really can't write things off here because you're not an independent contractor. Okay, that
what about with if you, it's like a 1099 for like acting or something?
That he could.
But you got to set that up.
Well, yeah, like what if I'm going down to Florida to practice my acting?
You got to prove that's the real reason you went down there. If they do come and do any sort of, hey, show us your file, you know.
You can go to another state to practice your acting?
If there's something there, for example.
You're filming.
I'm not talking about private. I'm talking about anything. When I went to Hawaii to finish my book, second book, Fail Until You Don't. I flew Southwest to Hawaii, but I could write that off because I literally went there by myself to write my book. And I did. I wrote it off. And when you write it off, you don't get money back. Usually what happens is it's about half, and it's about half, let's say that the all the flights down there and hotel was $3,000 all in. Whenever I have to pay my taxes at the end of the year, because I always have to pay taxes at this point, and at $3,000, I write it off. It's about $1,500 I don't have to pay anymore because it's about half.
That's pretty good.
$1,500 comes off the bill more than they pay me back for it. So when someone's even like hating on somebody for doing something for tax reasons for a charity, it's the stupidest thing I ever heard because you're not getting all, even if you're doing it just for that reason, one, you help people, and two, you're still out money that you're never getting back because you don't get 100% back. Usually it's half.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff I've had to learn in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I could be off a little on some things, but I always am. All right, that's it. I didn't expect to go down that trail.
That's a good little lesson right there.
But really, it's hard to write off specific stuff for this job.
So what are you writing down, Lunch?
I'm just drawing little circles.
Oh, okay. It did look like you were taking notes. So I like that.
See?
Yeah, little dots.
Yeah, little dots. Like, oh, okay, that's a good point. It just helps me. Here's my memory. Points.
Lunchbox, if you do you ever do any recording of anything at your house with
No.
Sore losers.
Sore losers is definitely different because you're not getting a regular paycheck.
Right.
Ding.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I measured the space that I use in my house for podcasting and my guest bathroom. Mm-hmm. The square footage of that.
You can write that off.
Written off because guests use the guest bathroom.
And mostly over a period of years.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You can write off your bathroom?
If you have guests coming over to work, that's
I got
your,
people
like,
come over all the time. Why in the backyard?
But that's it's if you're doing it for work. For example, I'll give you another thing. I wrote off 10% of my golf simulator.
What?
Because we do, I probably use it 10% of the time to shoot videos in front of the screens. Like I use it as a work. That's a background.
That's amazing.
I didn't do 50 or 90 or anything stupid.
So
and we probably do it more than 10%. But I don't want to be conservative about it.
So if I go golf with Eddie, I can write
golf
that off.
Golf is never an expense anymore.
That's not what Bobby said.
That's changed like 4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
You can't even write off golf to have a business golf trip with a somebody from the company anymore. Golf is no longer an expense.
That's messed up.
Because I've asked that too. I always ask before I do it because I don't want to get in trouble.
Man, I am going to start looking at the square footage in my bathroom.
But that's not what it is. You have to prove that people come to your house to use that bathroom because of something happening at work.
Now, how do you prove that?
If they come and do an audit,
you gotta have videos of people going into your bathroom?
Yes, you need at least 7 videos pooping of different people.
That's why they do it.
And I'm gonna have to set up a microphone in my spare bedroom to write that off.
That's not exactly how it works, but good luck, buddy.
Well, I mean, Amy does it.
Amy does a whole show from her house.
That's a good point, though.
Time.
If he needs to record anything, pick the biggest room you have in your house.
That's also not how it works. You have to prove that that room is used.
Mine's actually one of the smallest.
Oh.
Well, that was a bad mistake on your part.
No.
No, because then she'd have a whole room
I'm not
that
doing
she has to dedicate
it.
Exactly to her microphone that she can only work out of.
Right. I take people to the tiniest room and be like, this is my living room, because the big living room, that's an office.
Okay. We've gone way too long.
That's pretty cool.
Ray put us in a fun place and we kept going. Ray, do you feel good?
Yeah, I'm thinking iHeart Vegas, baby. We take a jet, or are you going to do Spirit lunch?
I'd like to take a jet, man. That'd be really cool.
The whole show?
I'd do it.
Okay, eight of us at 40 grand. Does everybody want to pay
$5,000?
No.
No.
Exactly.
Guys, we're gonna win it back. Night one.
I've never won that. Why would I think I would do it this time?
Well, you got to step up, man. Got to throw those Benjis around.
May I remind you of the scratch-off lottery experiment?
Oh, my God. Please do.
This is different.
How
different
is it
odds.
Different?
Different odds.
Mm-hmm. We're done. Ray, how long was this?
40.
Cool. All right, we're out. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Man,
goodbye.
Man.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.